Barry Latzer, you've heard discussions about training as being a critical variable to the success of the police. The John Jay College of Criminal Justice, I imagine, has a tremendous amount of focus on how to train so that these sort of incidents don't happen. Where in that school is that going on? Why has it failed, and what can we do better?
I'm not sure where it's going on. I retired 5 years ago, so we didn't do that much training. Of course, there's a police academy in New York, and the police all must go to the academy. We tried to provide the police with a liberal arts education, but there were specialized programs to provide training for police. I really don't know how successful or unsuccessful they've been.
And we saw, at least, I'm in Chicago, and I watch more particular focus on the Chicago news. We noticed that law enforcement sort of stepped aside and let the looters and rioters go at will into and raid the Michigan Avenue stores, all the retail establishments in the Loop, and then it spread massively across the city. When, as you described it, we passed that tipping point, is there anything you can do other than step aside? Or do you do more harm than good by firing in the tear gas? What is the right thing to do in a circumstance like that?
Well, only the use of force at that point would be effective, but you'd have loss of life. You'd have deaths and injuries if you did it. So I guess the police in Chicago made a decision that it wasn't worth the candle. They'd rather let the property be destroyed. Of course, this encourages even more destruction of property and, in fact, other violent acts against individuals. So this is a very tough call to make, it seems to me, but you can understand the call since shooting the looters is going to be a problem in and of itself. Of course, it would stop the looting, but at what price?
Understood. And can you just explain just a little bit more detail how that process goes from being a good protester to a looter in the context of the mass of a crowd? I assume that they went there not to loot, and then opportunity arose. We're being told that there were some bad actors in the group. Is that the reality, or is it that any actor would behave, or certain people would act in this given opportunity of?
Well, where you have young people involved, let's say people in their 20s or late teens, there you have this imitative behavior, this peer influence. So once some loot, others are tempted to join them, and that's a big part of the problem. Of course, those who go there intending to behave badly will behave badly, and they can encourage others to join them. And organizers who have malign intent can purposely cause looting and vandalizing and burning, etc. So it really depends. But if they're, let's say, going with an intent to protest and have a political a protest in mind, and then they see people looting, they might well join in. So at that point, they'll have turned from a peaceful protester to violent, lawless behavior. Nothing much that I know of can be done about this unless the police can confine them, move them on, box them in, or use tear gas against them to neutralize them. But otherwise, there's always the risk, it seems to me, in any demonstration of it lapsing into violent behavior.
And why does the looting over a number of days continue to escalate and then de-escalate? Why does it seem like a natural progression across all these cities, both now and in the 1960s? Why is there this release and then return to, I'll call it, more normal behavior?
Yeah, I guess the rage shows itself first, the anger shows itself first, and the tendency to behave really badly comes out initially. After a while, I suppose you sort of get it out of your system and it starts to dissipate a bit. But I agree that there does seem to be a sort of progression of things, moving from maybe not so bad at first, just gathering, then moving to looting and burning and other bad behavior, and then a repetition of that behavior over several days, and then finally a dissipation of that a bad behavior. That seems to be the pattern that takes place, and as you said, that's what happened in the late 60s as well.